Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is September 30th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Cloud HQ investment, AI relationships, AI safety bill, AI recruitment. Cloud HQ investment. Cloud HQ, a U.S.-based IT company headquartered in San Francisco, California, is investing $4.8 billion to construct a new campus with six data centers in the central Mexican city of Querétaro. These facilities will be dedicated to cloud computing and artificial intelligence. The project is expected to create 7,200 jobs during the construction phase and around 900 high-skilled permanent positions once operational, anticipated in the first half of 2027. Cloud HQ's Keith Harney announced the campus will feature a private 900-megawatt substation, adhere to international energy efficiency standards, and opt against water-based cooling systems to minimize its environmental footprint. AI relationships. A recent study from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology reveals that many people are unintentionally forming emotional connections with AI chatbots. The research shows that members of the Reddit community are more likely to develop relationships with general-purpose chatbots like ChatGPT than those designed specifically for companionship. Interestingly, only 6.5% of these individuals actively sought an AI companion. This study focuses on how adults build relationships with chatbots. Ameshwas are leaving out the dynamics involved with children or teenagers. Meanwhile, AI companions have sparked significant debate, with ongoing legal cases against Character AI and OpenAI. OpenAI has yet to comment on the MIT findings. AI safety bill. California has taken a pioneering step with Governor Gavin Newsom signing SB 53, marking a significant move in AI governance. This new legislation mandates large AI companies such as OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google DeepMind to reveal their safety protocols, enhancing transparency. Additionally, the bill offers whistleblower protections and establishes a system for reporting potential critical safety incidents to California's Office of Emergency Services. Notably, companies must now report crimes committed autonomously by AI models, like cyber attacks and deceptive behaviors, even when not required by the EU AI Act. While reactions are mixed, with some fearing a regulatory patchwork, others, including Anthropic, back the initiative. AI recruitment. AI recruiter Alex is making waves with a fresh $17 million infusion, gearing up to automate the initial job interview process. But don't expect a sudden surge in job openings. Instead, recruiters are looking to streamline their processes, outsourcing routine tasks like background checks, salary discussions, and availability inquiries to AI. Enter Alex, a startup already aiding companies in conducting video interviews and phone screens. Co-founder Aaron Wang revealed that Alex's voice AI tool can autonomously interview applicants almost immediately after they apply. This trend has captured investor attention, with a robust Series A funding led by PeakFixD Partners. Alex is joining a growing field with competitors like Hey Milo, Converse AI, and Ribbon. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.